At the Fairbanks City Council meeting last week, council members voted to challenge a recent ruling by the Alaska Labor Relations Agency. The agency says the city inappropriately reversed its approval of labor contracts. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
The Fairbanks City Council originally ratified a contract with the Public Safety Employees Association, then later suspended its rules to reject the contract. The Alaska Labor Relations Agency said that was an unfair labor practice. Last week, City Attorney Paul Ewers filed an appeal in Superior Court challenging the agency ruling. The council told Ewers to proceed with the appeal. The council clearly felt the contract's 10% pay hike and cut in hours was just too pricey. Councilman Jerry Cleworth, a former city mayor, also warned there were hidden costs associated with the contract, costs the general fund couldn't support.
If we start relying on those funds to fund day-to-day costs at the city, then we're going to start spiraling down very rapidly because those funds will be exhausted.
Mayor Eberhardt told the council going to court would hike the costs further if the city lost. He says the litigation further degrades morale in the ranks of city police.
Got to make this an attractive department to get people to come to work here because they're leaving. They're demoralized. They don't like the way they've been treated.
But his arguments didn't prevail, and the council voted unanimously to go to court. In other business, after a flurry of budget cuts, the council approved next year's operating and capital budgets. And also, Mayor Eberhardt says he's considering a review of police procedure in the case of the so-called Fairbanks Four. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.